This is Words of Hope. The title of today's devotional is The Mission to Cyprus. It was written by John Kodiker. The scripture for today is Acts chapter 13. We're going to read verses 4 through 12. So being sent out by the Holy Spirit, they went down to Seleucia, and from there they sailed to Cyprus. When they arrived at Salamis, they proclaimed the word of God in the synagogues of the Jews, and they had John to assist them. When they had gone through the whole island as far as Paphos, they came upon a certain magician, a Jewish false prophet named Bar-Jesus. He was with the proconsul, Sergius Paulus, a man of intelligence who summoned Barnabas and Saul and sought to hear the word of God. But Elmas, the magician, for that is the meaning of his name, opposed them, seeking to turn the proconsul away from the faith. But Saul, who was also called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked intently at him and said, "You son of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, full of all deceit and villainy, you will not stop making crooked the straight paths of the Lord. And now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon you, and you will be blind and unable to see the sun for a time." Immediately, mist and darkness fell upon him, and he went about seeking people to lead him by the hand. Then the proconsul believed, when he saw what had occurred, for he was astonished at the teaching of the Lord. In Mark 5, Jesus healed a man with an unclean spirit. As Jesus was getting into a boat, the man started begging to go along. He was so captivated by Jesus that he wanted to join him as he journeyed about the land. Instead, Jesus said to him, "Go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you." Perhaps Barnabas recalled those words as he and Saul set out on their missionary journey. Barnabas was from Cyprus, so it was no mistake that he wanted to go there first to let his countrymen hear about Jesus. It was often this way for new believers. They wanted to share their newfound faith with the ones they grew up with. This is especially true when they have come from places where few know the good news. These verses are also important as they indicate a name change. Saul will henceforth be known as Paul. For Paul, this meant a new life and purpose for him. In addition, people in those days often went by two names, one in their local surroundings and one out in the world. Paul knew he would from this point onward be in the world proclaiming the gospel of Jesus to the Gentiles. So it only seemed right that he go by that name. This has been Words of Hope. For more information about the work of Words of Hope, including requesting a print copy of this devotional, just visit woh.org. That's woh.org. Please join us again tomorrow for more Words of Hope.